I said I was going to do a tutorial a week, so I guess I will do a tutorial a week. This is the logo that I put together real quick. It's not animated because I'm not very good at animation. And sorry that I'm talking quiet, but it's in the morning and I'm tired. So, we are going to be making an exploding planet, and that was a request that someone put on the Help Request Wanted video that I put up. So, I'm gonna open up GIMP. I'm calling it GIMP now. I'm getting better. Okay. Now you want to go File, New, and just make this 700 by 700. Okay, or you can make it really any size, but make it square at least. Color the background black, and then go File, Open as Layer. And here you need a dirt texture. Like a cracked dirt, like something you'd find at a desert. And it's in general. Now we're just going to use the scale tool. And 700 by 700, or just put in what you put in as your image size. Now we're going to use the alignment tool, and then just click align middle of target. Whoops. Align center of target. Okay. Now we have it perfectly aligned, and it's 700 by 700. So now we need to map this, and we're going to go filters, map. Map object, and we are going to map this to a sphere. And on light, check, no light. And I have to thank GIMPusers.com because that's how I learned to do this, and I'm just putting this into a video form. Okay, and now when you have that, we need to invert the colors, so go colors, invert. And now we have the inverted colors. Now I need to make the planet look like it's actually exploding. So we are going to go filters, distorts, oops, and polar coordinates. Uncheck to polar. Okay, and now we have it on the top. Okay, now you're going to go layer, transform. Rotate 90 degrees either clockwise or counterclockwise. It doesn't matter. I'm just gonna go counterclockwise. Okay, now we need to render some winds. We're gonna go filters, distorts, wind. Okay, and you want it to be going left or right, if depending on what side. Making it look like it's coming out of that. Tone the threshold down to 7 and tone this up to about 35. Okay, so now we have that, and now we need to do this again. Layer, and we're gonna transform that, and we are going to rotate it back up to the top. So do it opposite whatever you did. So I would do clockwise in this case. So now we're going to go filters, distorts, polar coordinates again. And now without two polar, it'll do that. Make sure you recheck two polar. All right, and that's what our exploding planet will look like. Now to change the colors, you can leave it like this, or you can do a color map, or I mean colorize it. So like, yeah, but I think the best thing to do is to get the gradient tool, and then find the incandescent gradient. And then go colors, map, gradient map, and there you have your exploding planet. Alright, so thank you very much for watching this tutorial. I'll try to come out with at least one a week, but keep giving me good ideas.